The visit, Miss Daisy and Suzanne, this Wednesday morning, the 15th of December, 71. Channel 1 right, beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy and Suzanne, this Wednesday morning, the 15th of December, 71. Channel 1 right, and beginning the visit with Miss Daisy and Suzanne, this Wednesday morning, the 15th of December, 71. Channel 1 right, and beginning the visit with Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, and Suzanne, this Wednesday morning, the 15th of December, 71. Channel 1 right, beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy and Suzanne this Wednesday morning, the 15th of December, 71.
Good tester. You know why I run off the road?
Ain't everyone off with me. Do I was sleep.
See what's waiting for you right there?
I see it when I come in the door.
One of these days that chair is gonna get off and up and just walk out.
I wasn't quite ready. She had to wait on me.
About a minute?
A minute or two.
The Goose and I had a conversation.
Well, he's a good talker, isn't he?
Yeah, but he sounded like he had something stuck in his throat. He's being...
Miss Daisy, she doesn't know to go to the store and pick up the mail first, does she? We forgot to tell her.
Oh. Now you'll have to go.
Yeah, but I'm not going to pick up any bills for me or you either.
I don't know. You get a bill when you don't get nothing else. I do.
That's right. Tim comes home and says, "Got any mail today?" And I say, "None that you'd want to know about."
Well, you can always count on that.
Yes, ma'am.
If you didn't look comfortable last night.
Thank you. I was. You know, I was kind of tired. And I went down there, and I sat down and I just sat there.
That's not like you.
What?
Sitting there.
Well, I was sitting there last night, wasn't I? Good morning.
Where were you sitting last night, Miss Daisy?
Down to Doris's house.
Oh, yes.
I go down there some nights, watch television. That's what I do down there. Sometimes I stay at 11 o'clock. When 11 o'clock come, I go home.
Well, I just stay all night.
Too close to my own bed.
No use to go home.
I never did like staying out at night. I ain't ever spent many nights out of my house. Even when I was growing up, my mother didn't allow us to stay out at night. Very seldom we could spend a night with anybody. So I grew up, and I find out home is the best place for you at night. Best place for me. I can walk around there and fool around in there and do first one thing and another as long as I want. Go to bed when I please. Fix it like I want. I can't fix nothing in your house.
That's right.
Now that's your mama told you that?
Say my mama told me that. No, she said there was somebody coming. Want us to go spend the night. She said they can't go. They got to stay home.
You learned that from your mama?
Yes. And my children, they never did spend nights out much. I don't remember my children staying out many nights. It come, let James go home with me. I said, he got to stay home. If he home, I ain't giving count of it. But if he gone, I don't know what he doing.
That's right. That'd make a big difference.
It do with me. Now, I see my daughter. She let her children go. If he say he want to go, go ahead. He go stay long as when he come back. And she don't know what he doing. She don't know much about him. You know, she ain't got nobody home with her but Sandra. If he work all day, well, he's gone to be exposed in the night. So she has no responsibility. She don't think. But she got it, but she just put it off on somebody else. And David come home once a week. Every time he come for money. He want to buy something. He get there and he goes on back to his sister. I think they stayed here last Saturday night. But they were going early Sunday evening. His sister come by and pick him up in the camp. No, I don't like it like that.
Well, Miss Ada, when you say that they go off, spend the night with people, they do things.
Do things.
But you stay at home, like your mama told you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a sort of a dull life you have.
Well, it was all right with me. I was home and had my children's home. I know what they were doing. Jay, that's my oldest boy. He never left home till he was 21. And when he went, now he don't hardly ever come back. Once in a while he comes. You come, bring me some wood, bring me something.
Well, he got to stay home himself now, you see.
Well, he ain't home. He ain't there.
You see, you let him wrong.
No. I might have did, but I ain't going to say so. I let you say it and somebody else. I ain't going to say it.
Well, he can't do like you said and come up and see you. He got to stay at home.
Well, he's a man now.
But you didn't say in the daytime, you said at night.
At night.
That's what we were talking about.
They never spent many days. Oh. I tell them. If they want to go play with somebody, or want to go see some of their children, or something. I said, now you be home, sit your time, and you stay out there till night. And they did it.
Well, did your sister Lucy to tell her children the same thing?
Yeah, you see, she ain't had nothing to do with her children. She ain't had but one. And my mother raised him.
Oh.
Me and my mother raised him.
What's his name?
See, he married out of my house. Because they all was there. But he goes now. Boy, he ain't got no sense about going.
What's his name?
Robert.
Yes, Robert.
But he worked every day. He got 5 children of his own and 11 grandchildren.
He just married a smart woman.
Yes, he did. And she's still smart. She works every day. and he do too. Well, all the children is married and gone but one. That's the baby. So she's off in college. I tell him, I said, Bob, it's rough as you was. I said, you raised a nice family. But their ma is so quiet. Their ma just as quiet as you want to see anybody. She don't look like she ever get worried about nothing. Him going, running around, she don't pay the bit of attention. When he come home at home, when he gone, he gone. And I think that's the way to be. Yeah. Worrying don't help you.
And she knows he's out knocking around.
Huh? Yeah, she knows he's out, but she don't know what he's doing out there, and she don't try to find out. When he comes home, she'll take care of him. I think he had about two or three car wrecks. He ain't got no car now. He said he's going to get him one. Had a wreck one time, broke his neck, all but some little something. The doctor said it was holding together. Stayed in hospital, I don't know how long. He's almost killed himself 3 or 4 times. I said, look like to me you'd stop. He said, days I'm gonna stop. I said, I know it. I said, if you don't stop, something gonna stop me.
But he comes over to see you when you go
down
there.
Yeah, he comes to see me when I go down there. He comes, every day I'm there, he comes. When he knock off from work, he comes.
And tells you about his wrecks.
Yeah. He don't say nothing about his wrecks. Other folks talk about it.
I tell
his mom. I say, they don't need to worry about him. He ain't studying you. Not about stopping. I said, if he had been, he'd have done stopped a long time ago. She said, yeah, but sister, I can't help from telling anybody. I said, you see, it don't do no good. I said, let him go.
Oh, she speaks to him every now and then.
Sir?
Your sister speaks to him about it.
Yeah, she'll talk to him about it when she can catch up with him. But she live way on this side of town. He live way over there on the west side. Sometimes she don't see him in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Then she has to get some of the children to carry over there to his house. It's a long walk over there.
Well, he come over there to see you, though.
Yeah, when I'm there, he come every day. Soon as I get there, she'll call his house and tell him to tell him. And this is him. But if he come in time enough, he'll come that night and sit.
And you find, you know, you learn more from him you do from your sister.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Because he talks.
He talks. Well, he talks. He talks too much.
He like Jay. Jay and Benjamin Bowles.
Uh-huh.
They both talking, aren't they?
Yes. They talk.
See, I don't know Benjamin.
You don't know Benjamin yet?
No, I haven't seen him. But this Robert now, he tell you about all of his troubles.
Uh-huh. But he don't think nothing about it.
Yeah. But he tell you about it.
He talk about it, but he don't think nothing about it. Well, I got the first star. He tell me about it. He drinks heavy. That's one thing wrong. He drinks heavy. When he ain't drinking, well, he's just as nice and cry, but when he gets to drinking, he ain't got a bit of sense.
Oh, that's the trouble.
That's his trouble. Everything he do it to himself.
Yeah.
I think he done tore up 3 or 4 cars. He promised not to let him have none that second time, but after years passed, see? Living hell with none. England is not.
Yeah. Well, when he's drinking, he don't stay at home when he's drinking.
No. If he off, he stay out there sometime. He come home in the morning sometime. Somebody will bring him home in the late in the night if they don't have to come to the hospital. Sometimes they got to come to the hospital before he go home. Then he go tell his family, his wife about it. Now they going. Her and them children is going to try to see after him. I tell him, I said, your children's in Annie, it's better to you than you yourself. So you just make trouble on them. They don't have to worry, Aunt Daisy.
Well, now, when he comes over to see you, Miss Daisy, what what does he tell you about? His troubles?
Mm-hmm. What it cost him, how long it has been in the hospital, and what it broke, and what it bruised, and I said, look like you wouldn't want no car.
Yeah.
He said, I don't right now, but I'm going to get one. He ain't had no car now in about 3 years.
Well, when he's when he's drinking all like that, don't he ever have any fun? Or he just...
I don't see where the fun come from. You drunk and tan up yourself and the thing you're riding in. Oh, I don't see no fun in that.
Well, he don't tap some every time he gets drunk, does he?
Every time he gets drunk, mind it.
He tears up something?
If he got a car, he won't have to tear it up.
But if he hadn't got a car, he don't...
He don't do it.
And he tells you about that?
He gets drunk and somebody bring him home, he'll go to bed.
And he tells you about...
But if he got his own car, he go where he want him. And nobody can help him.
But if somebody else is taking him, did he tell you about that too?
Oh, yeah, he tells me about that.
Well, Miss Daisy, I don't know that I would particularly care about his conversation.
His conversation?
Yeah.
Well?
Every time he comes over there, he tells you about his ups and downs.
Well, I like to hear about it. I want to see what he say about it and how he feel about it and what he think about the life he living.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can tell him what I want him to know. And how I feel about it, and what I think about it.
Well,
it don't help him none, but I let him know I know him.
Nothing he tells you is he don't talk about. It ain't interesting. He don't do it anything just cause it's interesting.
No, I don't think nothing interests him.
Yeah.
One thing he do, he takes care of his family.
Oh, he does.
He do that.
He makes money and gives it to him?
He makes money and give it to his wife.
Yeah.
When he have a payday, he bring his money home and give his wife the most of his money.
Yeah.
He've done that ever since they've been married. She takes care of his money.
She takes care of the money, takes care of him, and takes care of the children.
That's right.
Now, that's just another case of what you said before, Miss Daisy.
What?
So many of these men, no count.
That's right.
It takes a lot of times, be better off if they just go on and let the woman...
That's right. But they ain't going. They ain't going. They're going to stay where they know they'll be cared for. Whether he care for himself or not, you know his family going to do what they can for him.
And they generally know about what time they put the food on the table.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they don't put it on there, leave it on the stove. If he happen to come, not get it.
Now these, but his children, what's the one that... you know, the ones that follow the season.
His children don't follow no season.
Who are they?
Them is the children my sister raised. They're my sister's second husband's children.
Sister Lucy's?
Mm-mm. Creasy.
Creasy, yes. Oh, so that's a different family.
Different family.
Now, Suzanne doesn't know about
Florence. I'll tell you about it, see. You don't want the information. She followed, they followed, you're sure.
No. It's Creasy's. Creasy's was your sister who died.
Yes. She didn't have any children of her own. She just raised her husband's, her second husband's children. Their mother died. And then him and my sister married. After a while, after she was dead a while. I think he had 5 children. And she raised them all up, grown, and it was all matter before she died. I rang them. Well, I'm just made like that. I don't see myself marrying a man with a house full of children. Never did. I always said, if I didn't never be able to birth no children of my own, I never would have none. Because I ain't going to adopt nothing. But it's nice. Anybody want to do it. But anybody don't want to do it, they ain't got no business trying.
You don't know what you be getting.
That's right. You don't know what you getting when you adopt them and go to all that trouble and spend all that money raising them up. Well, now, when you get up, what is he going to do for you?
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
So if I don't bother you, then you don't have to bother me. You don't have to look to me for nothing.
Yeah.
I know some folks adopted children. He first had a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't do one thing for that boy.
The one he adopted.
The one he adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent money on him. They tried to school him. Well, he went to school some.
Yeah.
But he was always into something.
Mm-hmm.
He was always buying him out of something. If he wasn't stealing, he's fighting for doing some kind of mean thing they didn't want to do. Well, they put him in jail. They'd buy him out. So, the man finally, after he got grown, he just plainly told him, I'm not going to buy you out no more. So if you get into it, now you get out of it. So I didn't send you to school for that. I didn't teach you that. And you don't see me do that. So now the next time you get in, say don't call me. Because I'm not coming. The last I heard of him, he was on the chain gang. I don't know. So you see, that's the way they appreciate adopts.
Yeah.
If you don't adopt them, you don't have that responsibility.
Well, of course you got it for your own kids. Seems like some are just born for trouble, doesn't it?
That's right. But I never did think I would ever adopt nothing if I hadn't been able to birth no children. I'd have just been without him. I wasn't a fool with him.
Robert's children, he sent them to school too? He sent them to school, didn't he?
Who's that?
Robert's children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, ma'am. He sent every one of them to school. Now, he took time out for that. He's going to see that they went to school. Him and his wife was going to see that they went to school, and every one of them is able to take care of self. They got enough education to get a good job, make them a good living. Well, he hoped to do that. Their daddy was just that nice, Tom.
Yeah. Well, he must know when he had a...
That's right.
Good wife.
They, none of them never been in no trouble. None of his children ain't ever been in no trouble. He's never had to pay a dime for them. Bothering nothing, bothering nobody. I tell him, I say, you ain't got a child like you. Not a one.
They didn't take after their daddy.
Didn't take after his daddy.
Well, he got in trouble when he was young sometimes?
Yeah.
He got in trouble when he was young sometimes?
Who?
Robert?
He don't never get in no trouble with nobody.
Oh, just by himself.
All the trouble he have, wrecking and tearing up his cars and himself. Everything he do it to himself. They put him in jail for reckless driving and wrecking things like that. His family, they get him out.
I like those young people, Miss Amy. That's the one your sister Gracie raised, huh?
Who? Talking about Gracie.
Is that Gracie?
Uh-uh.
She follows the season?
Uh-uh. He didn't study.
No, the ones that follow the season.
The one that follows the season, that's the one my sister Gracie raised.
Yeah.
They mother dead.
Yeah.
Not one. Gracie raised, he was here the other week. He almost twice as big as he was when he went to the Navy.
Yeah. Well, now, how old are they down there now, the ones that follow the season, Miss Amy?
I don't know the age.
30 years old?
They grown.
Grown. But now, they know how to do it.
Yeah. Now, they's all home now. I asked her the other week when I was down there. Asked one of the boys why. I said, now, when do y'all go back up? She said, we'll go back in July. Well, they wake up there till it's season, go down then to come home, pick oranges or whatever they're doing here. Tell time to go back. They're small.
Mm-hmm. And when the price goes down, they can come on home.
That's right.
They don't have to wait for the company bus.
No, sir. They do their own driving. So they live on a project. So I asked her, I said, when y'all gone? I said, do you have to pay rent on the house? She said, yes, ma'am. You have to pay rent on it when we out it, just like we do when we're in it.
Yeah.
So we'll have somewhere to come back to. She said they pay $28 a month for the house they live in.
$28
a month.
Well, are they there or not?
Says they're there, whether they're there or not.
Yeah.
Not to pay.
Yeah, they do well. Now, you see, if you hadn't started like that, you'd be way ahead now, wouldn't you?
Way ahead. I don't know. Some of them started and they ain't nowhere. So I might have been one of them. I don't get nowhere.
You haven't seen Miss Bessie knocking around this morning?
No, I ain't seen her this morning. I run over there when I go back. See her. She don't, some morning she don't get up till after 9 o'clock.
That late?
Some mornings she gets up early.
What she do those mornings?
Yeah. If she got to go somewhere,
oh,
she get
oh,
up early.
Yeah. Well, you get up early, don't you? Usually.
Yes, ma, I get up pretty early every morning.
Morning be nice to you. Not so cold.
Well, I know you were out in your you're out in your flowers working. You got some yard work you can do.
Yes. I got plenty of that to do. I say I look at that grass sometimes, I think I let the frost hold it.
Oh. We don't have any frost, though.
Yeah. The man said we ain't going to have no cold for after Christmas.
This following the seasons, like you were talking about, When your daughter, it was your sister's adopted girl who had a car, and she and her husband followed the season.
Tell my sister?
Uh-huh, Creasy.
She followed some. But when she would go, they'd go on truck. I think she went up there once or twice. And my sister Lucy, she used to follow yearly. That's when her husband was with her. She'd follow him. He followed the season and she followed him.
And they both go up on the truck?
Mm-hmm. So that's why she ain't on it now. She don't have him. Since they separated, well, she ain't followed it no more. She stayed home. Oh, she used to go up there, come back and tell me, Sister, you ought to go sometime. I said, for what? She said, oh, you could make good up there. I said, I make good here. I said, I'm not a seasoned woman, Lucy. So I make my season where I'm at and get along all right. Then my son, he used to follow my baby. He used to follow. And he'd come home, he'd tell me about how they lived and how some of them slept up there and how they rested. He said some of them friends, they just got a big thing like a shed. Oh, he said that thing big and long as from here to my house. Now you have to carry your cover. If you want your cover, you have to carry it. If you want a bed, you have to rent your room somewhere with a bed in. But this thing he got fixed, he said it just hauled wheat straw and sawdust and scattered in me. So now, hear your pelly, hear mine, hear her. Everybody's sleeping in that open place, all together. He said, Mama, see, if I had a wife, I'd have more respect for her in the Calhoun season. Said, to sleep like hogs. I said, well, they don't get cold. He said, if they ain't got nothing to cover with, they do. He said, well, if they get it cold, they sleep all right. Well, he said, they got a great big kitchen, a place to cook. All them, they want to eat from the kitchen. It costs them more. They have to pay to eat there. I said, well, you mean to tell me you go on the season, but the most money you make, you're making it for the company. He said he gets his share. He gets his share before you get yours. I said, well, what little I make here, I get it all. Say, ain't much, but I get all that.
Yeah, you don't have to sleep in a shed.
And I don't have to sleep on straw.
Now, who is that telling you that, Miss Davis?
My baby, Reuben.
Oh. Well, now, these young people, what are their names?
Now, these children,
yeah.
I don't know how they sleep.
What's their names?
I don't know why they sleep.
What's their names? I want to call them something.
You want to tell them something?
No, I just want to know the names so I can speak of them. What's the name?
Well, the one of them, he's Bill Walden.
Bill Walden, yes. Well, now, they haven't known anything like that, have they?
Well, I think last year was the first time Bill was up there.
Yeah.
But his brother, they grew up there. They've been going up there, Ned and his wife. But Bill don't have a wife.
Yeah.
They cast him along with them now.
But they don't have that. They don't do that now.
I don't know. I didn't ask them how to sleep up there.
Oh, you mean that house they have in the project is down here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, they have had big times on those things.
Oh, yeah, they said they had a lot of fun.
Yeah. If you're up to it.
Well, I think the most fun to have is in the field. When there's a bunch of them,
yeah.
Picking apples and picking peaches, giving grapes. First one thing, no.
Some of them I saw, they stayed up here in the north part of the county. They stayed up all night.
Stayed up all night?
And then when they went out to the field, they didn't have much fun. They knocked around all night and then tried to work all day.
It looked like they couldn't last long.
It does look like it. Well, it wore them down pretty fast. I kept looking for some of them, you see, who followed the seasons, who were pretty steady people.
Hmm.
I didn't find any, not up at Latchway. Of course, I didn't get around too much.
You been on the season?
Well, I saw a lot of them up there last week when I was up there before I come down here.
I don't want no parts of it. I'm sad.
Well, you haven't seen You haven't seen... When was the last time you saw much of your sister? She never lived here.
Come on, my sister.
Lucy.
Oh, yes, she lived here with me for years. Before she went to Plant City.
Yeah. Oh, she did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
now
where
my
you...
sister, Chrissy, she never lived here. She always lived in Plant City.
Yeah.
After she come from Georgia, and she come from Georgia, she went on to Plant City. And you see, I stopped in Evanston.
Yeah. Well,
and see, I was here. I come here in 23.
Uh-huh.
So 24, they come from Alabama. That's where they went when they first left home. They went to Alabama.
Oh.
My sister Creasy did. My sister Creasy and my mother and my sister Ida. They went there.
Uh-huh.
Well, they stayed there a little better than a year. And then, well, I was here. Well, then, when they left there, they come to Florida.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had my mother. She come from up there before they did. But she stayed with me. She didn't like it up there. So she come, stayed with me. When my aunt left Georgia, she come and stayed with me.
Yeah.
But I reigned for 4 or 5 years before she come.
Yeah.
Because she had her family in Georgia, and they farmed there. Well, when she left there, she come on to me. Then I had them both. Had my mom and her sister. Well, later on, the girls decided they didn't want to stay there no longer. So they come and stayed with me. That was Lucy and Ida. Now they stayed with me 2 or 3 years. Ida, she married a preacher, a Methodist preacher.
Oh.
So they went to Lake City. He lived up there. I don't think he had a home there, but that's where he was living. So when they married, she went to his house. Lucy, she stayed around here because she found this man and she married him. He was a seasoned man. He was on season. So that's what started her up there. So when he decided he'd go and didn't come back, well, then that freed her of the season. She'd been in Plant City ever since. She never hear from him. She don't know where he is. What become of him? Don't know where dead or live.
Mm.
But she tickled me sometimes. She said, "Sister, I feel so free." I said, "That's nice." I said, "You ought to be happy. You feel free." She said, "Oh, yeah." She said, "I just get to thinking about sometime how I had to travel and go on season, off of season, everything. So now I don't have to go nowhere if I don't want it." I said, "That's for sure. Stay here in your house." Oh, but he was terrible. He was terrible. My Lord, he'd fight, he'd steal, he didn't get drunk much. He might have drank some, but I never know him to drink. But he'd come to my house sometimes. See, that's where Lucy was. He'd come there sometimes. He said sometimes he'd be gone months. Nobody knew where he was. Lord, he got so scared me to death one time he come there. I don't know how I hear him, but he said it was gasoline got on him. All over. It was all over. And that stuff was burning him to death. So he come home. He said, "Sister, you got any Vaseline?" I told him, "Yeah, I had some." He said, "I want to get some." I said, "Gasoline got on me." Oh, man, he was just, that stuff was just about to blist him. I get him the Vaseline. He went in the room. He greased himself all over. Them clothes he had on, he pulled them off and pointed them up. Well, I guess that's all could be done with them. Because they were wet with that gasoline. If you put them back on, they'd have burned it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So he got kind of eased off. And he sat around there till about, I reckon about 5 o'clock. He said, "I believe I walk up town. I was living up there at the junction then."
Oh.
And he said, "I believe I walk up town." I didn't ask him which he was going and nothing. I didn't ask no question. He left there. And we never seen him no more. Long, long time. He come back by him. So finally he went. He didn't come back. Along when he come, that last time he come for Lucy. He said, they lived down there in Bodmer for a long time. Hurry him. Next thing I know, they was in Plant City. Later along, the next thing I know, I said, "Lucy, where's Lil J?" She would always write me. And every chance she'd get, she'd come to see me. I asked her one time, I said, "Well, Lucy, where's Lil J?" She said, "Lord, sister, I ain't seen Lil J in 6 months. I said, "Ain't?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, where's he at? He don't write." She said, "No, he don't write me. And I don't care. So I hope he's gone for good." But he wasn't. He ain't gone that time. Good. And he come back again. Then he moved her to Plant City. So that's where he left her. Well, see, my sister was already there, my sister Chrissy, she stayed there. But that was the worst man I ever seen in my life. He was just terrible. I was, tell you the truth, I was kind of scared of him, but I didn't let him. I wouldn't let him know it. No. I never was sorry when he left my house. Never worried me.
And your sister Lucy apparently wasn't sorry when he left her house.
No, sir. So she ain't seen him now in about 6 or 7 years. Ain't hearing from him. I said, "Well, to your surprise, he'll come walking up one day." He said, "Sister, don't say that. I don't want you to walk up there."
But she used to go on season with him.
Yes. Yes, when he went on season, she had to go too.
But now she cooked.
She cooked, she said.
Yeah.
When she was on season, she didn't work in season.
Yeah.
The boss man hired her to cook. So she cooked for a month.
But she saw what went on.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he was a real old seasoned man, Miss
He
Davis.
Was, and all kinds of men.
Well, now, she knew that when she
married him, she knew it, you reckon?
She knew he was a seasoned man.
Well, yes, I guess so. She might have. I don't know. When I know anything, Mr. Meyer, they've done that. And going on season.
Now, how soon was that after they come down here?
After they come down here? Oh, that must have been about 25.
Just a little while.
Just a little while.
Well, she really had it, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. She did it. His grandmother raised him right down there in Baltimore.
Oh, he's a local boy.
Yeah, he's a local boy. She couldn't do nothing with him.
Oh?
She finally worried at him, worried with him, till she died. You see, when she died, he didn't have nobody.
Oh.
So he just would come to see her, but after she died, well then, he didn't have no business in Baltimore, no fun, just passed through there.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, now,
nobody wasn't glad to see him.
He met Boardman?
Mm-hmm. No,
wasn't. Where he was brought up?
Well, Mr. Mars, they was kind of scared of him. They know they couldn't whoop him. He was a great big man, bigger than you.
And he would steal?
He'd steal, fight, work, and do all that stuff. Well, he'd steal anything. He didn't care what he stole.
Yeah.
He'd have been here when my wash pot went. I was laid it on him.
Connections in your time, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. It looked like I ought to have my chick.
Well, now, he never did have a good time and laugh and talk?
Not much. Whenever he was home, he looked like he'd be on a deep study about something. If you say something to him, he'd talk. But just the start of conversation, I don't remember him ever.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes he'd talk to Lucy, but it'd be mostly to his they self when he talked.
So. He wasn't really in the family. He didn't, And, how's Dan doing? You see, your sister Lucy, she's seen more of that sort of thing than you have.
Oh, yes, sir. I think she's seen all she could.
You never did see anything very rough, did you?
No, because I didn't go nowhere to see it.
Yeah.
I stayed home. I didn't, well, I worked home. When that went down, I'd go to my house. And it wasn't nothing to do in the field. It was something to do at my house.
Yeah.
I didn't have to get on the train. And you know that's one thing I always believe. Help. Sheldon Benz.
Is that somebody?
Oh, I thought the car drove away.
They're working on the road.
Saw a Volkswagen drive off. It sounds like someone.
Oh, somebody in the front.
I'll get it. You didn't have to go hunting work to do this.
No. I didn't have to go far to get my job.
Yeah.
I always will believe if Ben hadn't followed season, he'd have been better off. He used to go up there.
But he didn't do it. Every time.
He didn't. After he started, he did.
Did he?
He went until he got him a job in Plant City. Well, then he didn't go many times after he started working out there. But he wasn't no boy when he started.
Yeah.
So,
you mean he had a job at Plant City at one
Ben,
time?
Ben did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He worked down there. You know, that was all his talk after he started working down there. And you know, he didn't come home much.
At Plant
with
City?
Christmas.
You mean Fort Myers?
No,
Meyer?
I'm talking about Fort Myers.
Yeah.
He ain't ever fool around Plant City much.
No, that's
in Fort Myers.
Well, now he worked, Ben worked for the company here for a long time.
Yeah, so he worked over there a long time.
Yeah. And he couldn't follow the season and do that.
Mm-mm.
He wouldn't want to.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But his head was so hard, we tried to get him not to do that. Follow the season, he could make a living here. About going up there and riding trucks and buckets and cars and stuff.
Yeah.
He
must have been a pretty muscular fella at that time, isn't
mm-hmm. he? Oh, he was. He just always thought he was younger than he was.
Oh, really?
He thought he could do it. You see these young folks doing things, he thought he could do it too.
Yeah. Because it takes a pretty sturdy fella to follow that season.
Mm-hmm. Do.
And I think it still does. I don't know. I haven't kept up with it. Even when they got their own car.
That's right.
It still takes a pretty sturdy.
And that's the way these children traveled in Plant City.
Yeah.
My sister's children, they got their own transportation. When the season go down, they come home.
Yeah.
When they get ready.
They don't have the fun out in the field, you see, that you used to have. You see, you all would talk and sing and
mm-hmm.
carry on and shut up, and it was all, you know, just
a bunch.
No disorder. It's all good humor around. But on the season now, you didn't have that. I don't think you did.
I don't think they did either. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the way I hear some of them talk, you know, about what went on out there. I don't think I'd have liked the company. I wouldn't like the conversation to hold out there.
No. No, sir.
Well, you wouldn't know the people you're talking to either. Like you would down here.
That's right.
Did Suzanne see your new wash pot?
Hmm?
Did Suzanne see your new wash pot?
Said she see it.
Uh-huh. You didn't show her any of your wash pot. But Stacy lost her good one, you know.
Yeah, I remember. for my toilet.
Yeah.
I got one down there. My boy brought them, got to clean it up.
Yeah.
I never got up nerve enough to get on it.
Yeah.
I knew the girl. She's about 15, and they got a whole busload of girls. 15 and 16, carried them up there and worked the season. She just couldn't do it. She lasted about 2 weeks and had to come back home. She said they're tying up tobacco leaves, you know.
Yeah.
They'd have to break the string.
Tying tobacco.
Yeah, and they'd have to break the string off of their
hands. That's one thing I never could do much, work in tobacco. I went to visit my sister once. And they was getting back. And they had a bunch of it in a barn. They was grading it in time. Oh, that stuff made me so sick. I was so glad when 12 o'clock come. I didn't know what to do. When 12 o'clock come, I went home. I didn't go back. And I stayed in bed about all afternoon. Just laying around. Looked like that stuff was just all in my head. It kind of made me